Bringing the community together.
Here comes summer.
This is the weather report.
Finally, we have sun. Yay. High pressure will remain dominant for the remainder of the week, but weak Atlantic systems passing to the west may bring some cloud to the region. Wednesday will start sunny, but patchy cloud will move in from the west from the afternoon. Thursday and Friday will continue to be dry, with plenty of sunny spells and only a few patches of cloud. It will remain quite warm, with temperatures reaching 26 degrees. Yay, here comes summer.
Golden opportunities.
Hi everyone, it's her nephew from 8.7. This week's Golden Opportunities are talent show, Stepney All Saints Got Talent, Wednesday, 6th July, held in the Great Hall, 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. Auditions next week, so see Miss Hall and reveal your secret talent. So what are you waiting for?
Next we have What's Your Story? The Evening Standard, in association with Netflix, is casting What's Your Story? Tell your story. It might be a story of your childhood, growing up in a city, or a story of your imagination. It can be written, sung, signed, wrapped, or taped on your phone. Entries can be up to 1,000 words or recorded as a video, up to 2 minutes in length. Closing date is the 30th of June, prizes to be won.
Performing platform. Hi everyone, this is Barbara, the violin tutor at Stepney All Saints, and I leave you with Theo, one of our excellent year 8 students who is going to play Renaissance, and we hope you like it.
My name is Adam
and Ishan
from 7.1.
We are going to recommend a book.
It's called My Sister Lives on a Mantelpiece.
It's about a boy named Jamie who has a difficult home life.
His dad's an alcoholic and is Islamophobic.
And his sister's the only one that supports him.
And his other sister has died.
And she lives on the mantelpiece.
We recommend it because it's a really intriguing book and it's nice to read.
I am reading More of Me, It Is by Catherine Evans. It is about a normal 16-year-old girl named Heather who reaches her 17th birthday and realizes she's far from normal. This is all down to her father. Whilst Heather's mother was pregnant, her father injected an artificial embryo into her mother's womb. As he was obsessed with science, as a result, every year she separates from herself.
The Duke and Duchess of Sussex have announced the birth of their second child. Lilibet Diana Mountbatten, Windsor or Lily, was born on Friday, 4th June 2021 at a hospital in Santa Barbara, California. Her name includes the Queen's nickname and Harry's mum's name too. The Queen is said to be delighted by the news and Prince Harry has congratulated the couple on social media. Prince Charles and his wife Camilla have also shared their congratulations on social media. Buckingham Palace released a statement which said, "The Queen, the Prince of Wales and the Duchess of Cornwall and the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge have been informed and delighted with the news."
Music Meister.
This is Kaysan in Year 7.
Multicultural Cooks. Welcome to another episode of the Multicultural Cooks, and we are going to tell you how to make the easy chocolate mousse recipe.
So the ingredients and equipment we will need today are 100 mm good quality espresso plus extra cups to serve, 300 grams ready-made fresh custard, 150 grams chopped dark chocolate, 3 egg whites, 1 tablespoon light sugar, and finally cocoa powder for dusting.
Now onto the method. Step 1, put the espresso custard and chopped chocolate in a pan and stir together over a gentle heat. When the chocolate has melted, remove from the heat and scrape into a large mixing bowl to cool. Step 2, once cool, use another mixing bowl and electric beaters to beat the egg whites to stiff peaks. Add a pinch of salt and sugar and beat again for a minute until stiff. Step 3, stir 1/3 of beaten egg whites into the custard mixture until no streaks remain. Then gently fold in the rest of the egg whites with a large metal spoon. Try to keep in as much air as possible. Step 4, divide between 4-6 small dishes or pots, shaking gently to flatten the tops. Then chill for at least 4 hours, but preferably overnight. Dust with cocoa when you're ready to serve, with extra shots of hot espresso on the side.
Yummy!
I must confess, I still believe.
Love, you're learning.
Last half term, year 10, went on a drama trip to Half Moon Theatre. Over there, we did the performance with the actors and workers and everyone who works behind the scenes in the theatre.
We were split into 4 groups: acting, sound, lighting and set. I was in the acting team and we produced a small performance about microaggression.
I worked in stage management as a sound producer. I really liked my job as I felt very important and I was able to boss people around. I was able to choose all the sounds used in the performance. For example, I chose a heart monitor to show pace of the whole poem and how the girl was feeling throughout the play.
We used smoke for the atmosphere. We used side lights for the officers to show that there's more than one officer who were doing this bad thing.
Was it a good day?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Haley from 8.7 and I'm interviewing Nasra from 8.5. Tell me, Nasra, what have you been learning in school?
In history, I've been learning about local area, and in DT, I've been learning about pollution around the world. I really like that there's a link between them because there's pollution in our local area and also around the world. Pollution has changed our area and how we live in general. Pollution has increased over the years we have been living in this place.
Culture Vulture.
Sports news. England boss Gareth Southgate has named his 26-man squad for this summer's European Championship. Brighton defender Ben White has got the call-up after being in the provisional squad. He replaces Liverpool fullback Trent Alexander-Arnold, who got injured in one of the warm-up games. We want to know what you think of the England squad. Is it good enough to win the tournament? Was there anyone you think that should have been picked?
BAFTA TV Awards. The dance group Diversity won the Must See Moments Award for their controversial Britain's Got Talent routine, which reflected the killing of George Floyd and the Black Lives Matter movement. The routine was aired in September and made BGT the most complained about TV show of 2020. But Diversity have now received their show of support by winning the night's only category to be voted for by the public. Ashley Banjo said, "It was so much more than just an award. The period after the broadcast was a really dark time, being in a storm of 30,000 complaints, just a torrent of like racially charged abuse threats," he told the BAFTA audience. He added, "This is what change looks like. So thank you all so, so much. Let's keep having difficult conversations. Let's keep standing up for what's right, regardless of the color of our skin, and we will achieve that equality."
Stepney All Saints Radio.
Who will you shout out for?
Shout out to Summer, Naira and Christiana for giving me food. And shout out to all my teachers.
Shout out to Farhan for being a really good footballer and an amazing classmate.
This is a shout out for Mary, the fabulous cleaner of the Media and Performing Arts Department. We want to thank you for all your incredible work.
Shout out Caleb in 9.3 because he's a very cool guy.
A big thank you to Nadia and the admin team who has created and organised the most amazing colourful book spines going up the stairs to the library. They look fantastic. Check them out.
Shout out to Suha, Afia, Rima, Jahira, Leanne, Mia, Sophie, Mehra, Johnny, Rafi, Rosalind, James, Shaquille for all being the best friends ever and also being really crazy.
This is Mr. Cameron. This is a shout out for the SLC and BPO staff. Thanks for your hard work, always putting our pupils first at all times. Thank you.
Big up, Stepney All Saints.
Performing platform.
This is the Year 8 String Ensemble.
For listening to
Stepney All Saints Radio,
bringing the community together.